Hey there, brother. It's Steve Horsman again with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for joining me today. I thought of something today based on a comment I saw in a YouTube video that I'll talk about in a minute. But the topic is how to know when your wife is done and when she ain't. How do you know when she's done with your marriage? She is done. It's over. She's not coming back. You have 0.0 chance of saving this. She's done. She's gone. The best way I know to answer this question is, you know she's done if she's actually gone, if she's actually disappeared, if she's taken everything she owns, she's taken her money, she's taken her favorite sweater and her favorite cat, and she's gone, and she's in another relationship, and she's remarried, right? Then you know, pretty much 0.0% chance that she's coming back. And I smile and I laugh because I want you to know that this can be funny sometimes. When a woman says she's done, I'm done with you. I'm just done with this. I'm done with this marriage. I'm done with everything. I want you to know it doesn't always mean what you think it means. Although it sends you into this desperate downward spiral of panicky behavior. We call it the hummingbird pattern, as you know. So what I want to tell you in this video is that unless she's gone and she is filed and she's got her new life and her new relationship, she's not done. She's not done. Now, the reason I know this is because time after time after time, after hundreds of men have come through our doors and told us their stories, we know that when a woman says she's done, it's almost always a big shot across the bow to get your attention. Now, the YouTube video comment I got on a prior video about the 2-year time bomb, the lady came on and said, well, the reason that we know 2 years ahead of time, you guys, is because we've been telling you for years. And there comes a point at which we get so tired of telling you and so tired of being ignored that there is a point of no return. Our hearts are disconnected and there's 0.0 chance of ever getting us back again. And this is why sometimes we give it so long. And whenever you guys find out that we're really, really done, and that's when you try to reconcile, that's when you try to change, it just pisses us off. And that's why we're done. And that's the voice of a woman who had reached the point finally of getting to the point to where she knew that there was no alternative but to change her entire life and leave the marriage. A lot of things happen up to that point, and this is what we teach you in coaching. We teach you how to think about her complaints, how to think about the test and the challenges she's giving to you, how to think about the silent treatment, how to think about being criticized, how to think about when she disappears for the night to go to her friend's house. All these things you may think are the end. We teach you to put the words right now at the end of everything she says so you can just slow down. I hate you right now. I'm leaving you right now. I love you right now. I want to have sex right now. This is funny because the emotions can change a lot. Now, this is where men can get dismissive. They can go, oh, she's all over the place anyway. I don't know where she is. I can't believe anything she says. And so you keep doing the same old shit. And there's only a few small changes. She wants you to make a few small changes in your masculine frame and the way you show up to see if you can make her feel safer, to feel more grounded, more attractive to you, more attracted to you. And so in coaching, we go over all these things. This is why it's important to have men on your side who have been down this road so you can see all this stuff going on in front of you and not be so intimidated by it, not be so scared. And so I'd say she's not done if she's still sleeping in your bed. She's not done if she's still fighting with you. She's not done if she's still complaining. And even if she's giving you the silent treatment, not even looking at you or answering your questions, she's not done because she's still there folding the laundry, for heaven's sake. These are all pleas. These are all ways of a woman who's desperate for some kind of change in her life to communicate that she needs something. Yes, I know every guy watching this video who's been through this, well, she's a grown up. You're coddling women. They should use their words and act like adults, right? We should all grow up and act like adults. But I tell you, when you're at this point in a marriage, there are so few words that make sense to people. There's so few words that feel intelligent and meaningful. And sometimes words have been worn out, so silence is the only thing people have left. And it's not always immature and toxic for somebody to be quiet. There's a difference between giving you the silent treatment and just being so worn out that I can't even talk. We teach you how to know the difference between this and in whatever phase you are in your marriage. And so that's what we want to do. We want to give you a hand. We have these conversations all day, every day for free. These are called consultation calls or the 2x4 clarity, 2x4 of clarity confidence call. when you go to the application page and you sign up for a free consultation, we go deep into what's going on in your house, in your kitchen, in your bedroom, in the laundry room. We want to know every detail of what's going on, and we can give you some feedback to help slow yourself down, to slow your thinking down, to get a little bit more amused with what's going on and to stop feeling so panicky. And this is the very first step to starting to turn the energy around. So if she's on the border of wanting to leave or stay, you can start giving her something to stay for. I hope that makes sense, brother, and I hope you have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.